This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and today is the day to start keeping an eye out on the birds in your backyard as the Australian Bird Count, Backyard Bird Count starts. I'm joined this morning by Sean Dooley, the National Public Affairs Manager and National Bird Nerd with BirdLife Australia. How are you this morning, Sean?
I'm pretty excited, Jordan. We're, you know, Bird Week is always a great time of year, this time of year for birds. They're out, they're breeding, they're singing, they're migrating, and the Aussie Backyard Bird Count's on. Couldn't be happier.
Of course, it's probably an exciting time to take advantage of this. For example, if you're in Victoria, you're in lockdown, you're in your house, you've got nothing better to do than sit out the backyard and count the birds.
Yeah, it's like it's been the it's the perfect COVID-safe activity. you can certainly participate in the backyard bird count and not have to mingle with other people, because we're interested in seeing and finding out what you're seeing in your backyard or down the local park or down the creek or on the farm, anywhere really. Anywhere people are, we want to find out what birds you're sharing your space with.
And so I guess how successful are these bird counts been in the past? Like how many people normally take part?
Yeah, this will be the seventh that we've run, and each year it's got bigger and bigger, which is fantastic, not only because it's a great celebration of our incredible bird life, but also the more people we get involved, the better the information that we get out of the surveys. So last year, 88,000 people around the country were involved in the backyard bird count. Often some of those were school groups and things like that, but the pre-registrations up until today are way ahead of last year, which is really good to see, because we've had so much happen in the past year right across the country with drought and local flooding and bushfires that the birds respond and have moved around, and it's going to be a really fascinating year to get the details of where the birds are and which birds are turning up in unusual places, and whether some birds have increased around towns, especially if they're seeking refuge from things like bushfires, but also just to see what the patterns of the bird behaviour is and what the patterns of their population is, because birds are really good indicators of how healthy your environment is. And if there's one type of bird dominating, it could mean something's out of whack. Or if common birds are starting to decline, it also could mean that there's something going wrong in nature more broadly.
Hmm. And do we find that there's a lot of not just metro participation with this, but as you know, we're broadcasting in regional South Australia, the regions get involved with the bird count as well?
Yeah, definitely, because we get a really substantial percentage of Australia's bird species counted each year. And like last year in South Australia, we had around 300 different types of birds seen. And if that was just people from Adelaide, there's no way we'd get that high a bird list. So we're getting people from right across the state who are contributing, and it's really fantastic. And it doesn't have to be in your backyard. It's wherever you spend the week. So we do get people reporting in from when they're travelling on the road, people visiting national parks, but most of it comes from people's properties or their local park or neighbourhood or school, that sort of thing. But it just goes to show there's so many different habitats across South Australia that each habitat has a different group of birds, be it a wetland or, you know, out in the Gibber country, you even get birds. And that's the great thing about birds, is it doesn't matter where you are, there's always a bird around. Sometimes you have to look a bit harder for them, but there's always something happening, and it's always there's always variety. So it's a really kind of fascinating pastime, and it keeps you on your toes because it's always interesting.
And so the bird count is running all week. If anyone wants to get involved, how do they join in?
Yeah, the simplest way is to just go and download the Aussie Bird Count app. It's free, and you download the app and it'll ask you to register for the count, and once you have, you enter where you're doing your count from, and away you go. It only takes 20 minutes, and if you don't consider yourself a full-on bird nerd, there's certainly, we try and make it easy as possible, so there's a section in the app called the Find a Bird Spot, and you can enter the details of the bird that you've seen, like the size and shape and colour, just those basics, and it will give you suggestions as to what the bird might be that you're looking at. and along with photos, and it'll also show you which birds are in your area and which birds aren't. So we try and make it easy as possible. And you know, fortunately, most people know their basic common birds. You know, a lot of people know magpies and swallows and things like that. So, you know, people have got a foundation to start with, and if you find one you don't know, just use the Find a Bird, and it should helpfully guide you in the right direction.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Jordan. I hope we get lots of entrants in the bird count from South Australia. It's always great to get a great spread of bird counts in to complete the picture.
No worries. That was National Public Affairs Manager with BirdLife Australia, Sean Dooley, on your Classic It's Breakfast.